breakdown, baby.
It's Monday, the 21st of November, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. Out here on the road, I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to start off this here episode of the show. A band from Manchester called Pins, as their song Young Girls comes off their most recent album, Wild Nights. And that is by far and away my favorite Pins song, though there's a number of other really good songs, particularly on that record. So if you like that song, check out Wild Nights. You probably will like it. And Young Girls, what an uplifting, wonderful song. And I'm back. Hey, I'm doing another show. I gave up on life there for a while, but I'm back. It took me over a week, but I'm back. So here we go. Got good stuff. This whole episode's good stuff. You're not going to be disappointed. Okay. Speaking of things that are not disappointing, how about the hidden cameras from Toronto? my favorite gay Canadian indie pop band for sure. They got a new record. It's called Home on Native Land. And it's sort of like exactly what you want from a Hidden Cameras record in most regards. They've got songs that kind of are like the equivalent of songs from other albums, sort of, if that makes sense. And then they added a new twist. I would say the new twist is like country western. Like a lot of the songs have this like twangy country thing going on, which I do not particularly care for, frankly. In this context, it doesn't work in my opinion, but whatevs. There's still plenty of great songs, and we're going to hear two of them right now. First, Counting Stars, and then Big Blue. Two of my favorite tracks off this new Home on Native Land record. You're going to like them. And Counting Stars, it's a pretty long song. I shortened it a bit to get rid of some of the cruft, if you will. So without further ado, The Hidden Cameras with Counting Stars and Big Blue right now on The Sounds in My Head.
But speech is intended to baffle you. By the word of fact, they are swayed by opinion. It is enough to get the best of anybody down. Does anybody know? And his hands in jest told them he was the only one. The world outside is enough to confound you. Until the urge to speak is subverted or by everyone. Can anybody teach me to swallow the big blue? To follow the big blue. When word broke out, they tumbled like an avalanche. It was the year that saw all seasons compounded. As they pray out loud that their eyes may be gouged out, so that the blue turns red. Senses are the only ones. Can anybody beg me to swallow a big blue? Can anybody really know how to love a big blue? Does anybody know why they call it a big blue? Does anybody really know how to swallow a big blue?
Colin, it's official. Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. United.
Donald Trump is now the oldest person ever elected president and has never held a job in government. If you're 70 and you have no experience, you couldn't get hired at Target. A 70-year-old holding a new career is not how president's supposed to work. It's the plot of The Intern. A plot which Rolling Stone called pure fantasy. It's like if America needed life-saving surgery and we could have gotten one of the world's most experienced doctors, but instead we went with a guy wearing a hat that says, I'm a good doctor. And look, I know that this seems like a huge step backwards for our country, but we have to remember that progress isn't just a straight line upwards, okay? It's a weird roller coaster where sometimes you're screaming for joy and other times you're barfing in your own face. On Thursday, Trump went to the White House and showed us how brave he is by meeting face to face with the man who founded ISIS. Yesterday, it was announced that Mike Pence will lead Trump's transition team, which is weird because normally when people transition, Pence sends them to conversion therapy. Mike Pence on Friday was booed by the audience after seeing the Broadway hit Hamilton. Of course he was booed. He's a guy from Indiana who believes in gay conversion therapy. Visiting Broadway is how people from Indiana realize they're gay. Donald Trump is considering splitting his time between the White House and his Manhattan residence, which would cost taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. But it's all worth it to help a billionaire go night-night in his big boy bed. Donald Trump also nominated Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, even though Sessions was denied a federal position 30 years ago for making racist remarks. But you know what they say, if at first you don't succeed, wait 30 years until history lurches backwards.
All right, back there. Really good stuff from the radio department from Lund, Sweden. They're back. They got a new record. It's called Running Out of Love. We are two tracks, Swedish Guns and Committed to the Cause. Both super great songs off of a great album. As always, I just feel like the radio department doesn't disappoint. I love those guys. They're so super good. And that album, this new album, Running Out of Love, it's good. Check it out if you like those two tracks. Okay, up next from Paris, France, Junior. That's the name of the band, I think. And we're going to hear a couple tracks off of a great EP of theirs called, I don't know, I'm going to say Maribaud? I don't know. That's also one of the songs we're going to hear. But first, we're going to hear Mon a Tree. I don't know. I don't know how to say anything in French. It's embarrassing and horrible, and I hate it about myself, but it's just the truth. So without further ado, how about you enjoy these two tracks from this great band from France? Junior, right now, on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, chercher l'amour dans les yeux des uns des autres. Mais aucun n'a fait son lit dans mon nid de chercheuse d'or. Des histoires, des entre-deux, j'en ai eu des tas. Mais là où je suis maintenant, je ne m'y attendais pas. Je m'y attendais pas. Je m'y attendais pas. Je me suis débattue dans les sables mouvants. J'ai érigé des remparts. Ils n'ont pas tenu longtemps. L'amour sans horizon, je l'ai vu 10 fois, 100 fois. Mais là où je suis maintenant, je ne m'y attendais pas. Je m'y attendais pas. Pas t'aimer comme ça. J'ai suivi ma voix. Bleu et contre tout, couru la distance au risque de contre-coup. J'ai laissé les sentiments et dicté les lois. Mais à l'heure de vérité, je n'y étais toujours pas. J'ai marché le long des plages, au bord de l'eau claire. Pris le vent de la traversée en solitaire. J'ai tourné en rond, j'ai fait 100 fois les 100 pas. Mais là où je suis maintenant, je ne m'y attendais pas.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Junior back there, we heard another band from Paris. They're called Clea Vincent. I don't know. We heard a couple tracks off their album Routines Mon Désir. We heard Solavant and Je m'y attendis pas. I don't know. It's embarrassing. Stop making me do this, people. Stop. I guess I bring it on myself, don't I? Whatever. So what's that? Oh yeah, after Clea Vincent, we heard from right here in Brooklyn, New York, Fascination's Grand Chorus. That's the name of the band. They seem to keep changing their name. They used to be Chalk and Numbers. It's the same people. But anyway, they got a new EP. It's called Actor Actress, and we heard a couple tracks from it, When You Make Up Your Mind and Can't Make Everyone Happy. Don't we know that's the truth? Okay, great stuff right there from former Chalk and Numbers band, Fascination's Grand Chorus. It's an odd name for the band, too. Fascination's Grand Chorus. I don't know. It sounds like 40s or something. And instead, it's like they're going for like a 60s thing. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But hey, whatever floats your boat, as they like to say. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, also from Brooklyn, New York, a band called Gobbin Jr. We're going to hear the song Firefly. It comes off their most recent release, Vom Night. And it's a pretty great song. And the whole thing is pretty good. So if you like this song, check out the whole thing. You probably won't be disappointed. So here we go, Gobbin Jr. from Brooklyn, finishing up this here episode of the show. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Le Batelier by Max von Sydow. I also talked over Baja by The Astronauts and Mink Car, a They Might Be Giants cover by A.V. Tran. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you'll also find links to where you can follow me on social media and on Spotify, where you can just subscribe to playlists for the songs that play on the show and avoid having to listen to me blabber at you like I am now. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or review the show in iTunes. Why the hell not? You can just do that and it'll please me and nobody else will care or ever see it. There you go. What else? I got nothing. Yeah, that's it.